Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
2:01 on a Wednesday afternoon. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio in for John Marks alongside Ike Reese. This is Marks to Reese. Ike, what's up?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Holla at your boy, Joe G.
How you doing, Ike?
Oh, man, I'm doing good right now, man. I'm doing good. It's 2:01. I'm doing good right now.
Yeah, I'm doing well. I'm mostly doing well, too. Look, Doug Peterson's back at NovaCare, which is great. Great news for
there
the Eagles.
There you go.
Great news for Doug. We get a game one of a playoff series tonight, so that with the Flyers. Very excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
The Sixers are still playing, I guess. That's exciting. It was exciting. Look, there's a lot to be excited about, Ike. We'll get to a lot this afternoon. Unfortunately, we have to start with a game that I would say sometime around the eighth inning last night when Bryce hits the home run to tie the game and then Segura hits the home run to put him up 6-5, I thought we were coming in here today with excitement, maybe a little feeling like, oh, maybe there's something about this team. Maybe they're a comeback team. Maybe there's something brewing here. And then what, about 40 minutes later after we watched the ninth inning? I mean, implosion is the only way to describe it. And then the 10th inning, disaster. The Phillies lose to the Orioles last night, Ike. I mean, that was as bad of a loss, and we've seen this team have bad losses over the years, but that was as bad of a loss as we've seen. I mean, you can't probably think of five worse losses. That was terrible.
Yeah, I mean, off the top of my head, yeah, you certainly can't think of losses where you had the type of emotional roller coaster you had in that game last night, and then to lose it in the fashion in which they seemingly threw it away. It's easily the most frustrating loss of the season. I mean, you go from Zach Wheeler basically cruising along in this game for five innings to everything really unraveling from that point on. And then you get a great comeback, big home run from Bryce Harper, right, to tie the game up. And then Gene Segura gives you the go-ahead run with his solo shot. I mean, it was turning out to be a great game. And much like you just said, you're going from, man, are these the comeback kids? Hitting season has started, and now their big bats are starting to get clutch hits to win ball games. And you thought, okay, we're at the top of the ninth inning. They're going to win this game.
Yeah, they got Hector. Hector's fine.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Yes, and you knew with the leadoff walk, here we go.
And away it went, and the game was blown. And here we go. Here's what's frustrating me right now. Look, I know the Phillies have, and we all know the Phillies have issues. Their bullpen is not good enough. Mm-hmm. Their team is top heavy. There's not enough depth. They don't have enough to be a great team. But I'm disappointed, Ike, as we come in here today, with the job so far that we've seen out of Joe Girardi. And here's why. And I like Joe. This isn't like I'm an anti-Joe guy, and I'm ready to don't think he's a good manager. He is. He's got a track record. He's a good manager. But you know what I saw last night? I saw the same baseball team we've seen for the last 2 years, which is some nice moments, but bad fundamentals, bad defense, a bad bullpen, decisions that don't go the way we want them to go. Mm-hmm. And here's what I thought when they hired Joe Girardi, and what the Phillies told us, is they were getting a difference maker at manager. Forget Gabe Kapler for a second, whether you think he was bad or he was just there and whatever. Obviously, the Phillies said he wasn't a difference maker. He wasn't enough to take what we have and move it over the top.
Right.
That's why we moved on, and that's why Joe Girardi, a championship manager, was here, a difference maker. And I'm going to read you a quote. This is from John Middleton, Ike. This is right before the season started. This is directly from John Middleton. He said, "We added Didi and we added Zach, and they're huge additions. But I think Joe and the coaches kind of account for another player factor in our offseason. I think they're going to prove to be a significant addition. I see the same team. I see the same team. They're not good defensively. They're not good fundamentally. Their bullpen, and whether it's the decisions by Joe, who he's going to, or what they do, it's not good enough right now. And I'm disappointed because we were told by this team that the manager could make a difference. And I don't see a difference. I mean, that pop-up that just drops in the infield last night, after the game, Girardi acknowledged, and he's being honest, that part of it is Segura's never played third base before. He's learning the position on the fly. Yeah. Well, whose decision was it to make Segura a third baseman this year? That was Girardi.
Yeah, Girardi.
I mean, he could have put him at second base where he used to play and put Kingery at third where he played a lot the last couple of years. He chose to put Segura there. It's early. And I think he's got time to figure this out, but I'm disappointed early on in the job Joe Girardi has done. There's no difference. I'm watching the same baseball team.
Yeah, I can't completely disagree with you. Disappointed may be a little strong for me with Joe Girardi. I certainly haven't been wowed with anything he's done. And I talked about this the other day. I just don't see where he's put his sort of fingerprints on the team, and it's been a positive.
Right.
Like, so that's why I sort of agree with you, Ed, that there isn't a whole lot different from the way that they play this year.
If you didn't know of different managers in the dugout, you would say it's
right.
The same,
it's the same old stuff.
Same old stuff happening.
So I see where you're coming from there. I'm just not ready to go with the disappointment level just yet. Last night, man, you know, I got to go on the players, man. I rarely agree with Joe DiCamera and his takes on things, but that game last night, man. First of all, Hector Neris, bro, come on in and do your job. Do your job. You know, I don't know if it was Joe Girardi or if it was Hector Neris last week that couldn't pitch in the second game after he came in and threw one pitch in the first game of the doubleheader. Yeah, so I'm still a little irritated by that with Hector Neris. Haven't let that go yet. And then you have last night happen, and then his defense behind him, Gene Segura. Come on, dude. I mean, in my extensive Little League playing days and my 2 years at Phillies Fantasy Camp, never seen a damn third baseman run across the diamond to catch a damn pop-up.
Did Gene forget he's not a shortstop anymore?
Yeah, exactly.
He's like,
dude.
He's not the captain in the infield anymore.
You do realize how far you had to go to get that ball.
And Reese called it first.
Yes.
And then Gene called it, just shouted louder and said, no, it's mine.
And I get when people say Reese should have been more demonstrative, he could have been louder. Yeah, that's the role he played in it. I get it.
Right.
But he did make the call, and Gene Segura is not a rookie. He's a veteran player, and his baseball instincts, first of all, should have told him to take a quick peek over there to that side of the field. When that ball went up in the air, his instinct should have been to look over there first to make sure they are in play to get the ball. And Reese was right under the ball. But Gene Segura, because he didn't hear somebody say, I got it, he decided to keep running 30 yards to go catch a damn pop-up on the left side of the infield. Come on, man.
And
I mean, left
bad.
Side as you're looking in at the plate.
Right.
Left side of the infield.
I mean, it's bad news bear stuff.
Yeah,
I mean,
come on, man. You tripped over the mound.
And in a year, Ike, where there's only 60 games, and the teams that make the playoffs versus miss the playoffs, it's probably going to be one or two teams that miss by one game. Like, it's going to be that close. And I know it's still relatively early, but there's not really early in a 60-game season. You can't just give away games. I know the Orioles have played okay, but that's a bad team.
Yeah, that's a game you got to win. You're at home. And Roman Quinn. All right, dude, listen. I get it. You're in Philly. You want to get a maximum effort.
Hustle.
You want to hustle. You also need to be smart, too, dude. I mean, you dove for that ball knowing damn well you weren't going to catch it before you left your feet. He knew that. And then it got to a point where he's figured, I'm thinking, okay, let me see if I can smother the ball or block it in. Like, dude, you play smart baseball. There's a runner on second base. If nothing else, maybe you got to play at the plate.
The ball was hit really hard.
Exactly. But more, what likely is to happen there is the runner is held up at third.
Right. You knock it down, he probably stays at third. He's not going to get himself thrown out.
Yes. So, come on, dude. You actually chose the worst option, which is to lay out for a tough ball. And the ball rolls all the way to the damn to the fence or to the wall.
Inside the park
home run. And you're giving an inside the park home run. Come on.
It was last night was a joke. 215-592-9494. Need to know where you guys are at right now. I am disappointed early on in the job Girardi's done with this team because it looks like the same team last year. The fundamentals aren't there. I just mentioned Roman Quinn. Obviously, the issue with communication in the infield. The bullpen, I know he doesn't have a lot to work with. In fact, he has bad bullpen. But like Joe Girardi's whole thing was he's good at managing the bullpen. He could find the right roles for guys. I don't see anyone settling into any sort of role with this team. Again, Guerra last night, I don't know why he pitches ever in a big spot. He just gives up runs every time. 215-592-9494. When the Phillies hired Joe Girardi, the idea was they're hiring a difference-making manager. That's what they wanted to do. They wanted to move on from a guy that really had no experience besides the 2 years he was here and get a guy. I mean, think about who they interviewed. Dusty Baker, Buck Showalter, Joe Girardi. They wanted a guy that was established, difference maker, could come in here and change everything, right? Make guys better, make them reach their potential. I don't see any of that so far. Kingery's not playing well. Hoskins is not playing well. The bullpen's not good. It's the same story. And like if they hired just any manager, I think we'd say that it's the same story. But they said they hired a difference maker. I just don't see a difference. I don't see any difference. And isn't that Girardi's job this year? Make a difference. And I don't see any.
Yeah. Listen, I know there is a multitude of reasons that people can put out there as to why we may not see that difference. And you're going to go with the short season, the stop, the restart. All those things are going to be convenient excuses, really, for this ball club, not just Joe Girardi. Now, the players may not get it, but I'm saying overall, the team,
right,
that's going to be the convenient excuse if this team doesn't meet expectations, right? Like, but the bottom line is every team is playing under these circumstances, and every team isn't necessarily beating themselves the way the Phillies seem to lose games. They can hit. It can give you the excitement, and then they'll take it right away from you. And that's what last night was. Last night should have been a very good, gutty, come-from-behind win that they found a way to get to Baltimore's bullpen. And their guys, like Bryce Harper, came up with a big hit.
Huge hit.
Man, I was so excited when he hit that home run because we were all sitting there thinking, Reese, just get your you-know-what on base.
And he did.
And let Bryce hit.
And he did.
And that's exactly what happened. And Bryce hit the home run. It worked. It worked out for us. And then we still wind up finding a way to lose the game.
In a just embarrassing way. A terrible loss last night. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to get into this afternoon. We start with this. I am disappointed early on in the job Joe Girardi has done. He's supposed to be a difference maker here. That's why they hired him. That's what they called him. I don't see any difference. 215-592-9494. Joe Giglio's in for John Marks. Even Jack is out today. Where's the show, Ike?
Well, I tell you.
Marks is out. Fritz is out. We got Kyle Quinn, though, so we'll be all right. Yep. We got a lot to talk about. 215-592.
And I'm here.
You're here. Yes. Ike's still here. 215-592-9494 on Sports Radio 94 WIP. LA's exasperation there is perfect. LA's going to join the show, by the way, at 3 o'clock. Welcome back. Mark Cerise, Joe Giglio in for John Marks alongside Ike. 215-592-9494. You could feel that in the call. Like, yeah. Fransky couldn't believe it, and then LA's just like, I mean, that sigh was, that was all of us. Like, what?
Yeah, I said earlier, you know, when we were talking out, getting ready for the show, it was one of those plays where how many times have we seen a Phillies batter being in a clutch situation right there, an opportunity to drive in the game-winning run or what have you, or game-time run, or not the Phillies player, but another player, and you hope they pop the ball up in the air so you can get the final out, and you're saying, drop it, drop it, and then it happens to us. I mean, like, come on, man. Really? Like, that's one of those plays that happens to other teams. That doesn't usually happen to us.
You know what it's like? You ever watch someone or like a kid try to carry something heavy or like a glass or a pitcher of water and it starts wobbling?
Yes.
Like as they were all coming together in the infield, you kind of realized nobody had control over that situation and something was going to spill there. Unfortunately, it was the baseball.
Yeah, and then you see Segura running across the mound and once he started stumbling, you're like, no, don't you try to catch it.
Yeah, and he did, and it was a disaster. 215-592-9494. Look, the Phillies are struggling right now. Last night was a game they should have won. They lost it. And I'm disappointed right now, early on this season, the job Joe Girardi has done with the Phillies, because he was supposed to come in here as a difference maker. And I still see shoddy defense. I see guys not comfortable in their positions defensively. I see guys not playing fundamental baseball. And I see a team with a bad bullpen. And this was the same story of the last 2 years. Are you disappointed with the job early on Joe Girardi has done? I am. Ike's putting this on the players. Let's talk to Jim, who is in Northeast Philadelphia. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how are you, gentlemen? First of all,
what's up, Jim?
I'll tell you, I only give Girardi a 1% blame. I'll tell you what. It starts with the owner, who apparently has a lack of knowledge of baseball. In my opinion, I'll tell you why. Because he's not interested in re-signing Realmuto, or he would go down to the general manager and say, I want the guy signed. I want decent talent. Now, first of all, I also blame the fans for not hollering at the owner and going in there and saying, because I realize the Eagles and the Flyers are more important and the fans aren't as interested this year. But we could get a better team if the fans would go in there and tell them, we want Realmuto signed, we want better talent, and stuff like that. Now, Girardi, the only thing he's doing wrong is he hasn't gone in to the general manager and the owner and saying, I want better talent, get me better talent, period. So, and that's the problem. I mean, let's be real. He doesn't have the talent to work with in the bullpen. They had to replace everybody in the bullpen.
Yeah, okay? Which is impossible to do. I mean, Jim, it's impossible. Look, I hear you about us expressing ourselves, but we did that. We yelled about Bryce Harper. They signed him. We're yelling about JT. They're probably going to sign him, too, even though they...
No, they're not going to resign him, and I'll tell you why. Because, first of all, like there's teams that will come up and they give him close to $28, $29 million a year. With Klintak would only rather offer him very little money. We have to get rid of Klintak and McPhail because, and then what's worse is we keep Valasquez, Andrew Knapp, Pervetta, guys like that are taking up space. Girardi should tell them, get rid of these bums, get me some talent.
Where's he getting players from? Like, they don't grow on trees. They got to get them in the offseason. Now they're stuck here, Jim. That's the problem. They're stuck with these guys.
Yeah, but they're not getting them in the offseason like they should.
Well, I hear you.
I hear you.
Yeah. I mean, so you're upset at the owner. That's what it is.
It's the owner's fault. And Klintak, yes.
All right, Jim. Yeah. We appreciate it. So, Jim.
Yeah, it's mainly Klintak.
Well, the owner's a part of this.
Well, I know, but the owner is giving him $190+ million to spend.
Yeah, I hear you on that. But sometimes, like we're both homeowners, right? And we were talking about, before the show, about things in our house that break. Just because you have a budget each month, you try to adhere to.
Yeah.
Well, like if the heater goes or the water doesn't work anymore, you can't say I'm at my budget. You got to fix those. They're important.
Who can't say that you're at my budget?
You know what I mean, though. When the essentials start to break, you got to go over budget sometimes.
Man.
And they don't go over budget around here.
Listen, not growing up, we didn't go over budget. I mean, when stuff broke growing up, mom's like, yeah, we better do some homemade stuff around here.
Yeah, but you know what? John Middleton shouldn't be like the average family. He's a billionaire owner of the Phillies.
No, listen, I agree with you on that, and I thought they should have spent money on the bullpen. But I can't, like, to me, it seems, John Middleton gave Matt Klintak the resources to go improve this team. He spent the money foolishly. It didn't work out for him, right? Like, in some of the cases, it just didn't work out for him. But Joe Girardi, even if he goes to Matt Klintak and says, listen, man, come on, man. I'm not David Copperfield. I can't be out here performing magic tricks.
No rabbits coming out of the hat.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what are we doing here? Can you go get me some help? What's my options here? And then Matt Klintak says, well, the boss is not spending any more money.
This is what we have.
Yeah, this is what we have to work with. So I don't have the ability to go out and actually get you the quality help that you would need from a trade standpoint or just signing a check to somebody. Now, we can shuffle some chairs around on the deck.
Which is what they've been doing.
Yeah, which is what they've been doing. And this is also why I blame Matt Klintak, because, quite frankly, this goes back to not developing players in your farm system so that you have a pool of players that you can dip into when you need to. Let me ask you this. Why is it – what's the resistance or the reluctance to – I don't know, and maybe they do this tomorrow with these guys, but whether Spencer Howard is Spencer Howard is the starter, and Velasquez goes in the bullpen, or you're going to have Velasquez on a short leash, and now Spencer Howard is going to pitch out of the bullpen as sort of a long relief guy. Either way, Spencer Howard may not be ready to be a guy that can go 6-7 innings every time he takes the mound.
Yep.
So you're going to be using him in a combination regardless somehow. Would you be opposed to bringing Spencer Howard out of the bullpen?
I'd rather keep him as a starter because I want to develop him.
Okay.
But one of those guys needs to be in the bullpen, one of them.
Yes.
Right? Whoever's not the starter should be in the bullpen. Like, I know everyone hates Velasquez. He's better than the guys they have down there.
Oh, for sure. He can give you at least two innings.
Yeah, Guerra or Hunter. Like,
yes.
He's just got better stuff. Yeah, they need to make that change. And, look, I get it. Middleton doesn't want to spend, has a budget. I understand Klentak has not done a good job. We all know that. But my frustration today lies with, like, this owner. I read you the quote earlier. Talked about how Girardi's, like, adding another player. Instead of spending more on the team, the owner went above the front office, fired the last manager who they wanted to keep, and said, this is our difference maker. We don't need another bullpen guy. Joe Girardi can make this work. And
right.
So far, that's not the case. Like, the equation that the owner of this team decided would fix the team, it's not working. And I don't expect Joe Girardi to be a magician. I'm not expecting him to have this team in first place with this bullpen. But if the Phillies are telling me this is a difference-making manager, so far, I don't see a difference. I find that frustrating. This is frustrating. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Kent.
Real quick. Here's the other thing that's a little frustrating, Joe.
Yes.
His managing approach doesn't say win now at all costs.
No.
It's always about down the road, saving you for later, saving it for later. Well, you don't even know if you're going to be in this thing in a month.
He's managing like it's a 162-game season.
It's not.
No, it's frustrating. Ken's in North Philly. Ken is on WIP. What's up, Ken?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Ken?
Long listener. Love y'all show. Y'all doing y'all thing.
Appreciate it, babe.
I will say I don't really agree with you about placing all the blame on Joe Girardi. I mean, I feel like the players got to perform. What I will say is that I know somebody played a quote earlier in the week, the Flyers coach talking about accountability.
Yes.
That's where I feel like Joe can step up. If you have players that's not performing or not doing their job, you have to call them out on it, whether that's in the media, whether that's holding the team meeting, whatever. They have to be held accountable because we, the fans, can't be the only ones clamoring for changes. We all knew coming into the season the bullpen was the issue. Even with money we were spending, everybody was like, well, what about the bullpen? And now here we are, 15 games in, and the bullpen is one of the worst in MLB history.
Ever. You know, I mean, their ERA is like 10. It's impossible how bad it is.
Right. So everybody knew that. So why Matt Klentak and John Middleton and whoever else didn't know that is a problem. And like I said, man, it all boils down to accountability. These are professional athletes, and you either get the job done or you move on. I mean, that's how professional sports works.
Well, it is, Ken. I think the accountability thing is fair. I mean, and Ken, we appreciate the call. Ike, it's fair, the accountability thing. But like last night after the game, right? Because what did we do for 2 years here? We screamed and yelled about what was said from the manager after the game.
Yes.
Last night after the game, Girardi said he blamed what happened there with that pop-up that dropped on Gene Segura's inexperience playing third base. Which,
yes.
That sounds to me like an excuse.
It is, but it's also calling out who was at fault. Because everybody's like, is that Reese or is that Gene Segura?
Right.
See, Reese have yelled louder, or Gene Segura was the one who was being more assertive about calling the ball, so he's in the right. No, Joe Girardi basically said, it's Gene Segura's fault that ball dropped. And the fact that he's new to playing third base, now he's trying to soften the blow a little bit. He's been a little bit of a politician here.
Yeah,
now.
That's what he, yeah.
Because, and I understand why he has to go in the clubhouse with those guys. The last thing he wants is those guys to feel as if he's out there throwing them under the bus.
Without question. And I'm not in favor of that. I was always supportive of Gabe didn't do that. I don't want Girardi to do that.
But his answer sufficed enough for me. Because to me, what I heard was, that's Gene Segura's fault.
I heard the same thing, yeah. But I also remembered whose decision it was to put Gene Segura at third base.
Okay,
he made him a third baseman.
That's
and
fair.
For the most part, Gene's been fine there, but they changed his position. Girardi, in the first spring training, said he looks good at third base, he can handle third base, and last night they, in part, lost the game because he can't handle third base, or he didn't in that instance. He didn't. Isaiah's in Philly. What's up, Isaiah?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, man, strong name, Isaiah.
How about
I like
all these
this
Isaiahs
name.
Here?
I like it.
What's up, man?
What's up, Isaiah?
Nothing, man. Thank you guys for giving me this opportunity. I just want to talk about, you know, the last two callers talking about the owner and the accountability of Joe Girardi and the front office. At the end of the day, man, there's guys on the field that need to do their job. You know, everyone's talking about, you know, Gene Segura at third base. Like, listen, at the end of the day, those are all plays that we make as little kids. You know, if a pop-up is in the air, if someone has it, you know, they got it. You know, Gene Segura, by no means, in no world, should be coming all the way from across the field, across the world, to get a pop-up that should be for Reese. And at the end of the day, it comes down to consistency. You know, why is it that we got balls flying off the bats one inning into the next, very next inning, we can't even, you know, ground a simple, you know, we can't feel the ground ball, we can't catch a pop-up. You know, it's just, you know, accountability. It's also a sense of urgency. You know, we're playing a short season, and it feels like guys are treating it like a regular, you know, regular game season, and it's not. You know, it's just tiring, especially for fans, especially, you know, for you guys, you know, talk show, radio host guys, you know, just the inconsistency. And it's almost like a replay of last year. You know, it's almost like an exact replay of last year.
Well, it feels like Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
They've lost that game already. I watched it already. It's like, yeah. I know what happened last night, but if I told you that was a replay of last year, you would have said, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
And they put up 9 runs last night.
Yep.
Yeah, lose games around here scoring 9 runs.
Well, now we do. Now we do.
Yeah, like, it's ridiculous, man. Like, you know, the inconsistency, the lack of a sense of urgency, you know, and, you know, it's just like, you know, with the bullpen, like, honestly, I feel like we should do a whole Vince Papale open tryout thing and get pitchers from the city, you know, because
All we need is Jack Fritz down there at the ballpark.
That's exactly what happened. Isaiah, it's sad that your idea is not that crazy, and we appreciate the phone call. I'm telling you right now, though. If they hold open tryouts for the bullpen, I'm out of here. I'm out. I'm not doing it. The owner won't go over the luxury tax. We're having Jack Fritz try out for the Phillies bullpen. I can't do it.
I would take Jack Fritz over Vinny.
There you go.
You know he'd be the first one down there.
Oh, the first one down there.
And would convince himself he's going to make it. He'd have no chance to make it throwing 80 miles an hour. No chance at all. I just
Can he get it up to 80?
So was it 2 years ago now?
When I remember. Did he didn't get it to 80, did he?
No, he went 7. I think it was 79 at Reading. Yeah.
Younger and in better shape back then.
Now he's older and in worse shape. Yeah, it's not great. Rick is up next on WIP. What's up, Rick?
Hey. The thing is, man, yesterday my sister came over with my mom and we were watching the game. And they said, what happened to that guy that you liked, that Cesar or whatever, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
I don't know, they got rid of him. And then she was telling me that her husband is a big Baltimore Oriole fan. And he was reading that the one thing said that they were glad that Kingery was in the lineup because it's like getting one free inning when he's in the lineup.
Like easy outs almost.
Yeah, that's what he read it almost somewhere in one of those things, you know, Oriole things or something like that. I'm thinking, but that guy kept getting worse and worse as it kept going on from last year. If you check it out, he's just been getting worse and worse. And his fielding is getting worse now.
Yeah, Kingery's been a mess.
Because you know the old adage, Rick, right? You now he's taking it out into the field with him.
Yep.
The struggles at the plate is now seeped out into the field.
That's it.
Rick, so what do you put this on Girardi or not?
Well, the thing is, I give it half and half. I don't like a lot of the moves that he's making. I told you the other day, I still just can't. He's got the best hitter in the league, and he's got him batting once or twice a game, and then sits him down.
Phil Gosselin we're talking about?
Yeah.
Well, you got Gosselin and the decision to not at least DH Realmuto the other day in the doubleheader.
Oh, my gosh, I mean, come on, fellas. I mean, you're seeing it, too, you know? No one's saying a word about
it. Well, I'm trying.
I'm in the category of, I've sort of turned a blind eye to it, but I notice it
over there. Everyone wants to turn the blind eye. And, I'm not letting them do it.
I mean, you know, man, like everybody keeps saying, this is a short season. You can't turn no blind eye.
Well, I think that's exactly right. Rick, we appreciate it. That's
the
point you brought up a few minutes ago. Like, Girardi is managing this thing like it's 162, where he's trying to get guys at bats. He is, you know, he's platooning, he's doing this. And I think in his mind, like, it evens out over time. But, like, if Phil Gosselin is hitting everything now,
he should be playing every day.
Or, he should.
And
it's frustrating. And Kingery's not hitting anything right now. And I know, look, Phil Gosselin's 30 years old and a journeyman. He's not going to take the job from
PG?
Scott Kingery. No, Barrels, I thought it was. Didn't Barrels win? No, who won? Goose or
I think Barrels won. Yeah.
I like barrels.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Isn't PG, isn't that, like, he's not good enough for PG yet.
He's not?
PG? Like, KD, I think, when I think of initials, I think of superstars.
KD.
Yeah,
KG. Yeah.
PG-13 with Paul George.
Yeah. Oh, Phil's not there yet. He's just goose.
Maybe if he plays every day, we could get that to happen. 215-592-9494. Let's check the Twitter question here.
I did not realize he was 30.
I think he's 29. He's late 20s or 30. He's been around. Twitter question today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is offering 5 years of no interest for all diamond rings purchased in August. Shop local. Buy the ring you want now. Details at marks-jewelers.com. Are you disappointed in the job Joe Girardi has done so far? Early on in this, Ike, 59% are saying no, but 40% are saying
that's
yes.
That's still a lot, yeah.
Yeah, there's some... I feel like people are feeling it, but they don't want to say it yet. It's like, it's early.
Yeah, we don't want to admit that we got the wrong manager.
I don't think he's the wrong manager, but I was told he's a difference maker. I was told he's going to change things, and I see the same.
I saw your Gabe Kapler tweets last night.
Well, look, bad defense, bad fundamentals, bad bullpen. It's fire Gabe, and everything will be fixed. 215-592-9494. Are you disappointed in the job Joe Girardi has done so far with the Phillies? I am. We were told by the owner of this team, this is like adding another player. He's a difference maker at manager. I don't see that. We'll come back. All your phone calls. And I want to hit on two guys, like that really, Girardi and this new regime were supposed to fix. And they don't look fixed at all. Two young players for the Phillies, both of them are worries right now. 215-592-9494. Your phone call's coming up next. This is Mark Cerise on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey, UFC 252 is coming up on August 15th, and there's no better place to bet the action than on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook has a special UFC 252 offer for new users. Just sign up with my code Ike, and you'll get an exclusive 25-1 odds on Cormier versus Miocic to win their title fight at UFC 252. Now, that means you can pick either fighter to win, then bet just $5 for a chance to win $125. Now, you ask the question, why FanDuel? Simple. FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They got a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for and then lock it in. And unlike other sportsbooks, once you win, FanDuel gets you your cash in as little as 24 hours. You ask why? That's a rhetorical question. Because it's the right thing to do. I got some great wages you can look in on today. I got three of them for you today, so stay tuned. I'll give you three different ones. Here's the first one up for you. This week, if you place a pregame money line wager on any baseball team, as long as they're leading after the seventh inning, you'll get a refund of up to $50 in site credit. Let me read that again, if they lose. Now, if you place a pregame money line wager on any baseball team, as long as they're leading after the seventh inning, you'll get a refund of up to $50 in site credit if they lose. Remember, type in FanDuel.com/Ike to claim your exclusive 25-1 odds on Cormier versus Miocic at UFC 252 to win their title fight on UFC 252. Again, that's FanDuel.com/Ike.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.